name is Terry and I'm a Lutheran. I go to St. Paul Lutheran Church, Park, South Dakota. Yeah, I'm a farmer. I'm an auctioneer. I've been an auctioneer for over 40 years. I like announcing rodeos and football games and really like working with the youth. The youth is what it's about in life, because without them, I guess you couldn't grow old like me. First of all, there's a bond, like in all the riding events, like, for example, girls goat tying. In our high school and 4-H rodeos, that's one of the events. They've got it for juniors down from 8 to 11 years old, or the juniors from 11 to 14, or the seniors. Well, gee whiz, you got a goat involved, you got a horse, you got the individual going to tie it. There's another individual on the other end of the holding the goat for him until the horse crosses the line. Well, you know, when you start talking 5 or 6 people involved in just that event, there's so many things that could go wrong, but everything goes smooth. You know, it's just practice, and what kids spend time with their animals and vice versa. I'm a pretty popular guy today. Can I call you back? I'm having a little interview. Sorry, guy on the phone. But anyway, they're just a bond between people and animals, and it's, I guess that same bond kind of goes over in your religious life. I mean, there's a bond between God and people, and it's just trusting in each other and making sure that everybody kind of does their fair share and fair part. Then when it comes time for the rough stock events like barebacks and saddle broncs and bulls, takes a little talent and a lot of guts. Just as maybe it does in the Christian world. Sometimes it takes a lot of guts to stand up in front of the people and say you believe in God. We lost our son 6 years ago from an acute asthma attack, 25 years old. He passed away on the Monday of Easter week, of Holy Week, and we buried him on Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. It took a lot of guts to come back into this church on Easter Sunday, sit in row 4 where we always sit, and try to comprehend why things like this happen. But I guess it was just God's plan, and some things you never will understand. That you just have to believe. I mean, can you comprehend God splitting the water, people crossing and killing so many people? I mean, you just believe it. I guess maybe that's where some of the younger people don't go to churches. They think maybe that's just too far-fetched a story to try to comprehend. God's got to be with us sometimes to get us out of the predicaments that we get ourselves into, but I've always been quick-witted, and I think maybe that's a gift that God has given me. And I've also got a pretty good gift of gab, so it sure hasn't hurt me over the years in my business.